We'll call on Brother Albert Baumgarten, who's going to be giving us the welcome address to the convention. So, Brother Albert, if you're ready, we'll turn the podium over to you.
Good morning, brethren. Hope everyone got through the big storm last night. We needed the water, but we didn't really need that hard stuff that followed it. Anyway, I hope everyone is well rested and eager to get started here. One thing which is a little puzzling maybe to some of you, the convention has been called either Alberta Convention or Red Deer Convention, and it was confusing to some. But Sister Pat suggested that we call it Albert with an A following and put them together and call it Alberta Convention. So that's what we'll call it, Alberta Convention. We have thought on your loving kindness in the midst of your temple. Psalms 48:9. As we think of words of welcome and the opportunity to bring the welcome to you from the Alberta Convention, we really think that the welcoming has been going on since the first brethren arrived in Red Deer. On Thursday afternoon, with the arrival of Brother Homer and Sister Beverly Montague, the first who arrived have welcomed and greeted those who followed, and each one in turn has had the privilege of extending greetings in the name of our Heavenly Father. We rejoice that we are privileged to be together once again, knowing until the last moment, until the last one of our dear brethren has departed from Red Deer. We rejoice with the psalmist, Psalms 133:1. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity. The Apostle Paul counsels us in Hebrews 10:24. We are to have a consideration for one another, to stimulate and to love one another and to share good thoughts. And so it is that we as a group of the Lord's people are welcomed by the Heavenly Father to this convention, for he knows what good things have been prepared for those who love him. We of the Red Deer Ecclesia, or the Alberta Ecclesia, also welcome you, and I especially have the privilege and the pleasure of welcome each one on behalf of the Alberta Bible students. We hope that everyone will receive many spiritual and temporal blessings during this convention. We appreciate very much that the brethren gave their time and efforts to serve us at this convention. Many traveled great distances, and we are most grateful to our Heavenly Father for making it possible for all of us to share in the rich blessings of his loving kindness. And so we do extend a warm Christian welcome to each of you, our dear brethren, and pray that the Lord will richly bless you during your stay at the convention. We also know and realize that our interest in prayers and our desires are to learn more of our Heavenly Father's plan and purposes. As the body of Christ is being shaped, our desire is to feed from the bountiful banquet of spiritual food that has been prepared for us by the loving kindness of our Heavenly Father. Psalms 48:9 draws attention to what we will be thinking of during the next 2 days. We have thought of your loving kindness, O God, in the midst of your temple. As we gather together with our brethren, we show effort in witnessing for the Lord in whatever activity we can provide in serving Him and doing whatever the Heavenly Father has given us to do as unto the Lord. We have indeed thought our Heavenly Father's loving kindness, and one especially comforting thought is brought to our attention in Ephesians 2, verses 4 to 6. But God, being rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our sins, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, and you have been saved, and raised us up with Him, and seated us with Him in the heavenly places with Christ Jesus. We exercise confidence in God's love as we receive more understandings of His plan. This divine blessing has come to us not of our understanding of His plan, nor has this divine blessing come to us because of our witnessing, nor of our works. We have received this blessing by faith, the faith with which saved us from the sentence of sin, from the adversary's delusions, and from God's wrath. While saved by grace now, we still await a further salvation, the first resurrection, and we know that no man could be saved except those who accept God's favor, the gift of His dear Son, Jesus. And so, dear friends, as we think on God's loving kindness, as we have been drawn together here by His love, and as we are being welcomed together as a group of the Lord's people, we can surely say, as Samuel said in 1 Samuel 12:24, respect the Lord and serve Him in the truth with all your heart. For if we do this, then our hearts and our minds will be filled with thoughts that are edifying to the body of Christ, and with the thoughts that will be pleasing to our Heavenly Father, because they will reflect His loving kindness. I appreciate the summarization that the Apostle Paul provides for us in Philippians 4:8. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is good repute, if there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on those things. And brethren, if we do this, the peace of God will be with us also. Dear brethren, we are privileged to serve Him, to serve His group, and to serve one another, that we might grow in grace, knowledge, and understanding, so that we might be better able to serve our Heavenly Father, doing that which would be pleasing and acceptable in His sight, and that which would give praise, honor, and glory to His holy name. And so, dear brethren, during the next 2 days, may we constantly be reminded of our Heavenly Father's loving kindness as we consider the lessons provided by the speakers, and as we have participate in and receive blessings from the discourses, may we build up and strengthen in this our most holy faith. May we always richly enjoy and participate in the sweet fellowship of being with our dear brethren in the family of Christ. And so again, we welcome you to rejoice. We rejoice that we have been brought together by the loving kindness of our Heavenly Father. And it is our prayer that each one of us at the end of the convention can say, in thanking rejoices, how blessed we were to be able to gather together, and that it has been good to be here. We have thought on your loving kindness, O God, in the midst of your temple, Psalms 48:9, and may the Lord add His blessings.